Give the Lord a shout in this house. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the second night of Charismatic Conference 2026. Hallelujah. Reach out to your left, reach out to your right, and welcome someone to the house. Amen. Then you can take your seat if you have done that. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Help me celebrate our Father in the Lord, Bishop Nubutende, and his lovely wife. Amen. As they come in. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, God is good. And his mercies endureth forever. Amen. Praise God. Please be seated. Tonight, we are blessed of God. We have many more of our pastors that have joined us tonight for the meeting. Can you help me celebrate them? Amen. Hallelujah. From Kano, Pastor Riman and his wife. Help me appreciate him. Glory. Hallelujah. Pastor Salisu from Potiskum, Yobe State. Help me celebrate him, amen. That man is a missionary. God bless his darling heart and darling head, amen. Help me appreciate him once again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Kephas from Jalingo is joining us tonight. Help me celebrate Pastor Kephas. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Pastor Larry, a.k.a. the seer from Abuja Church. Help me celebrate Pastor Larry. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And Reverend Moses Oguche. Help me celebrate Reverend Moses. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's wonderful how Reverend Moses loved us and believed in us. Once we open the church for a meeting, he's here. Help me celebrate him, amen. We love you, sir. Hallelujah. Right beside him, amen, is our father, Daddy Sambo. Help me appreciate Daddy Sambo, amen. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Daddy, for coming. We love, we honor, and celebrate you. Hallelujah. I'm looking carefully to be sure I have not forgotten anyone. Well, help me celebrate every other minister. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why does God lead us by his Spirit? John chapter 16, please. Verse 12 to 14. Quickly. Let me bring us a brief charge. Why does God lead us? Why divine guidance? John chapter 16 from verse 13. Maybe it will be better if we read from verse 12 so that we just read in context. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, thank God he has come, amen, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Say amen. Amen. Then verse 14, read with me slowly, one to go. He will glorify me. Me here is who? Who is me here? Jesus. So he will glorify Jesus. How? He will take off what is mine that belongs to Jesus and declare it to us. Then Jesus tells us in verse 15, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take off mine and declare it unto you. Praise God. He will glorify Jesus by revealing to us the things of God, by guiding us in the way of the Lord, by leading us in the way of the Lord. Somebody say an amen. So number one and top on the list, if you study carefully, you'll find at least 9 reasons why God leads us by his Spirit. Amen. But number one and top on the list, God leads us to glorify himself. Amen. God leads us to what? Glorify Himself. The number one reason for divine guidance is that God may be glorified. Amen. He shall glorify me, for he will take of mine and show it to you. Number one reason for divine guidance is that God may be glorified. So you can see it's very consistent with our word for the year. Glorifying God. Glorifying God. Glorifying God. If glorifying God is your desire, walking in divine guidance is mandatory. Let me try that again. Maybe you will hear me. If glorifying God is your desire, walking in divine guidance is mandatory. Glory, hallelujah. He will glorify God. How? He would take up the things that belong to God and show it to us. Say an amen. He would take the things of God and show it to us. Hallelujah. So you can see clearly that one reason we have the Spirit in us is so that we will know the things of God. Amen. So that we will know the things of God. Now go with me to 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 12. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord now. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Paul by the Spirit says, Now, so this is applicable now. Say amen. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. That's the Holy Spirit. For what reason? Read with me. What reason? That we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Say amen. We have received the Holy Spirit that we might know the things of God. The things of God, the voice of God, the ways of God, and the leading of the Spirit. Praise God. Say with me, if you don't mind, I know the things of God because I have the Spirit of God. Say it again. I know the things of God because I have the Spirit of God. Now take it further. I know the voice of God because I have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit was given to us so that we will enjoy divine guidance. One reason it is there is so that we will enjoy divine guidance. Hallelujah. And every leading of the Spirit. I hope I'm not too fast tonight. Are you with me? I will soon step aside, so just listen very well. Every, what did I say? Every leading of the Spirit of God glorifies God. Every leading of the Spirit of God glorifies God. Hallelujah. So any leading that does not glorify God is not by the Spirit of God. Amen. Any leading that does not glorify God is not by the Spirit of God. I hope you understand that in the realm of the Spirit, it's not only the Holy Spirit that is speaking there. Are we here? Are we here? Please, let's see a scripture. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 10. Quickly. Old King James now. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 10. Now, read with me slowly. There are, it may be, what? So many kinds of voices in the world. In the realm of the Spirit, we don't just have one voice. There are many voices. That's why we teach discerning the voice of God or knowing the voice of God. Amen. So when somebody says, I hear the Spirit says, and what he's saying does not glorify God, you know the Spirit that is saying that. Is that not so? It's not the Holy Spirit. It has to be an evil spirit. Praise the Lord. You know, yesterday, hallelujah, when our father in the Lord, Daddy John Akpami, was ministering, my God, I was mightily blessed. Can we appreciate him again? If you were blessed, amen. I think the first thing that got my attention was the passage he read to teach divine guidance. You will meet a man with Peter, there will be Passover. I say, dear God, it's not Passover we are talking, it's divine guidance. Then he talked about following a man, a plan, arriving at a place where your provision is there, your table is furnished. I said, this is an elder's touch, amen. Let's appreciate it once again, amen. Praise God. Now, there was a story he shared, very interesting. Let me touch it, say something there. Now, he said, a brother that was beating his wife, did he say a brother or a pastor? Well, a brother, that's general term. Beating his wife, they call him to order, why are you beating your wife? And he had scripture to prove what he was saying. You remember that? That the rod is made for the back of a fool. Well, I think he should beat himself first because he's a greater fool. Is that not so? He was able to find a scripture to justify his action. Do you know when Daddy Akpami said that, immediately the Holy Spirit said to me, listen to this. He said, if your intentions are wrong, Satan will give you direction. I'm sure some of you didn't hear me, so let me try it again. If your intentions are wrong, Satan will give you directions. So I quickly noted that in my book. You know, I don't know about you, but when I come to church, I listen with both ears. One ear is listening to the speaker, the other ear is listening to my spirit. So I hear what God is saying through his servant, and I hear what God is saying by his spirit directly to my spirit. If your intentions are wrong, Satan will give you direction. So when you hear somebody say, I hear a voice say, divorce my wife, he's not wrong, he had a voice. But which voice? Voice of the devil. And you hear such people saying, when the voice came, I have peace. Why not? Why not? This morning, Bishop Noah was telling us, when you follow the leading of the Spirit, your result will stand the test of time. So initially you say you have peace. No problem. Matter of time, we'll find out if it is peace or pieces. If your intentions are wrong, Satan will give you directions. Can we turn it around? Hello? Come on. Can we turn it around? Conversely, if your intentions are right, the Holy Spirit will give you direction. Hallelujah. If your intentions are right, the Holy Spirit will give you direction. Hallelujah. See, I prophesied to you that within 5 minutes you'll be here, and it came to pass. So, you know I'm hearing God. Is that not true? All right, be seated. So, can you repeat to your neighbor what I said last? If your intentions are right, say it again. If your intentions are right, all right, let's say it for the last time. If your intentions are right, so in seeking to be led by the Spirit of God, in seeking divine guidance, you need to purify your motives. One of the things very important is learning to keep your intentions very clear. Very good intention. Keep your motive pure. Why do I want to do the things that I want to do? If intentions are right, direction would not be wrong. Hallelujah. The reason why many of us struggle with direction, the first problem is what? Say it aloud. Say it aloud now. Wrong intentions. Wrong intentions. If your intentions are right.